Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point. It's not really a point. Listen, it's midweek. We gotta work on some stuff here. I've been playing through Clair Obscur Expedition 33, and I have some feelings about it, but I've been kind of... I have known, just based on the reputation of this game, that I will be making a video about it. I don't quite know what it is yet. I'm still kind of mulling that over. I mean, I haven't even hit the end of Act 1, which I know is a big thing. But as I play through it, I'm starting to, you know, get a handle of the style and what I like about it and what I'm maybe not super crazy about. I think maybe the first thing about Expedition 33 is maybe a bit of a personal story, but I don't necessarily like / have experience with turn-based RPGs, like beyond playing something like a Pokemon or something. I just, they're not my thing. I just haven't been like super exposed to them, so I don't have, you know, feelings one way or the other about turn-based RPGs. I mean, I guess most famously, if you want to consider this a turn-based RPG, even though I know it's a bit more active time battle, I bounced off of Chrono Trigger, which feels like a massive video game personal failing. Granted, I was playing it on my phone and when I was holding my infant son in the other arm. So, you know, not the best, not the most focused experience, let's say. And when you can only play it in portrait, also not the most focused with one hand. But so I just have never found one that has stuck with me. You know, I've played Pokemon games. I kind of ended my time with them after second gen. I've gone back and started playing Pokemon Sea Glass, which will maybe be a thing I talk about on this at some point. It's been a fun game to play. But so I haven't really touched a Final Fantasy, you know? Like I haven't played a canonical JRPG really, besides some Ni No Kuni here and there. But so the Clair Obscur, the combat, I kind of thought that it would be a thing that's like, okay, like this is the flashy version of this, like give it the absolute most, the most chance for it to pull me in and be kind of the catalyst for me to hop into other JRPGs, kind of like Blasphemous has been for me with finding a new like Metroidvania, and so far, not so much. You know, like, it hasn't really hasn't got me. I have not played Expedition 33 and thought, man, I can't wait to be done with this so I can go fire up that save that I have a Persona 5, you know? Like, it just hasn't got it in me where I feel like the combat is the thing that I want to jump back into and get some more of. And instead, it's kind of been what I had always expected. The Frenchy vibes, the entire conceit of Expedition 33 kind of just kicks general ass, and I love it so much. The acting, the people, it's been great. I've been just like generally really enjoying my time with it. The, you know, maybe this is just a phase I'm in at this point, but the combat has been fine. I've kind of enjoyed doing the, you know, using the skills and figuring out how each character plays. It's miraculous that each one of them plays so differently. Sorry, CL, I just really don't like your foretell thing. It is hard for me to play it and not feel like I'm kind of doing it wrong. Like, Mael is not absolutely destroying dudes in one hit right now, which is something that I feel like she should be doing, and I haven't quite cracked the nut of getting all the pieces to work together in that kind of way, but I'm still pretty early on, like I said, so I'm trying to figure it out. But no, I guess the roundabout thing that I've been thinking more and more about Clair Obscur is this thing that they do in a really, it's a really good thing that probably comes back to, like, the touchstone I think about is, ooh, I'm going to get the game wrong. Maybe Link's Awakening. Is that the one with the big egg on the mountain? There's this kind of, you know what your goal is constantly in the background. And I think that Clair Obscur does this really, in a really powerful kind of cinematic way that I really enjoyed. And it's that, especially at camp, and this is an incredibly intentional decision, and I love it, but at camp, whenever you have a, like, Gustav writes in his journal, or like, Gustav has a discussion with another person on the team or something, it is always framed with the Paintress in the background, like, almost exclusively out of focus. But the Paintress is always there. Like, the number 33 is always present in the background. And it's always framed in a way that, like, the 33 is between these two people. Like, the Paintress is always coming between them. And there's just something really cool going on with how well they're handling the thematics of what 33 has actually done to people. And the, like, what the Paintress has done to them, and kind of how it is this dividing factor that is kind of stopping human connection, even though, like, each one of these people on the expedition, on this, like, doomed expedition, they are, like, reaching out and, like, trying to become, like, more human and, like, live out this final year of their life with, like, true human connection that is, like, brought on by all of the grief and the pain and the anger and all of the emotions that come from the Paintress simply existing. And it is also a thing that is, like, pushing these people apart. It's coming between them. And the thing that is kind of interesting about that to me is, I guess I don't know, but just based on some of the stuff about, like, how the Gestrels came to be, like, they are clearly paintbrush people. And what that has to do with the Paintress and how they continue to come back to life. And, like, all of the different beings out there are, like, paint monsters of some variety or, like, unpainted. Like, there's that one dude in the beginning who is just, like, a fully white creation that is unpainted, I guess. And it's this thing where, like, it's a framing that is showing, like, I'm thinking specifically of the shot of Gustav and Mael, or, like, Gustav and Lune sitting on the side of a cliff in camp, and the out-of-focus 33 in the distance. And it becomes this thing where the game is, like, you pick a team of three to go out and do combat, you know? Like, you have your squad, and you go out and you fight things. And I'm sure that there will be a moment where it is the team of three up against the Paintress, maybe, who knows. But in those moments, like, in the quiet moments in camp, not only is the Paintress, like, the symbol of a person who is pushing these individuals apart, and, like, they have to overcome this person to come together and you know, find connection, but it is also possibly, I mean, we'll see, like, pointing at the Paintress being the third member of this team. Like, that they are central to the narrative in that this is the goal, this is what they're doing, this is where they are going. But also, they are a character. Like, as they kind of manifest their way through all of the creatures and the surreal locations that you visit, like, the Paintress is just as much a, like, squad mate, kind of, as the rest of your buddies are. And it's really amazing to me that is just a framing that they put in this camp. And it's been kind of sitting with me the entire time, like, so much of Clair Obscur is sitting with me, but it's just this, the creative framing of always keeping the danger in the distance and always keeping the danger, like, just out of focus. Like, no matter what is happening, like, it's just out of focus. Everyone is constantly thinking about this. It is ever present. And also, is there something here to the fact that the Paintress is the third wheel, like the third person of this team who is just hovering there ready to do something, because everyone else has weird specific powers, so why wouldn't the Paintress too? So I'm working through it, obviously. I'm sure I will find out more about her as the game progresses. But that's going to do it for today's episode. Pretty quick. Thanks for hanging out on this drive, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. I've got a big long drive coming up pretty soon, so we'll see if I do an extra long one of these or what I end up doing. But thanks for hanging out. Go check out the website. See if I've written some words about this quite yet. Who knows? Maybe I will. But until then, I'll talk to you tomorrow, and see ya.